Capital 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. You know we always gotta bring out the stars on the Playmaker Show, but today we take it to a whole nother level with stars, man, because Kansas City, we got the kings of Kansas City in the building, Mr. Tech N9ne and Chris Calico.
Hey. What's up, man? We just left the studio, man. Come here to talk to y'all, bro.
And yes. We appreciate you coming by the studio, man. Always a pleasure to have the Kings of KC stop by the number one station.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a blessing, man, to even have that title. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much.
Team B had come in here. We just walked up in here.
Right?
Just bust up in here.
Like the upper room.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, so usually, you know, we guys come through, we talk music. But today, we're going to talk about something a little more different that y'all involved in today, man. That's helping out the community. This upcoming weekend, we got the High 103 Jams 24th Annual Toy and Food Drive. You guys are going to be huge supporters for us this year.
Yes. Oh, yeah, man. We will. I think it was it yesterday that we were there? I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we went to Costco and just loaded up on a lot of food and a lot of toys, you know what I mean? So we can donate it to Harvesters and Toys for Tots, you know, sizzling on Saturday at Walmart on 40 Highway and Blue Ridge Mall. You know what I mean? Blue Ridge.
That's not really wrong. You Blue Ridge Mall. You should be there.
40 Highway and Blue Ridge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm old school. And the 40 Highway and Blue Ridge Mall. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be right there. Right there in the parking lot. Blue Ridge Mall, you know.
I want to fall.
Yeah. We're going to be there, you know, sizzling, showing our love, you know what I mean, and donating. And people can donate as well. You know what I'm saying? Non-perishable food items and toys worth at least $10. And we in there like swimwear.
Yeah, that's right, man. We're going to be out there now. It's no secret that you guys are huge, you know, figures in the music scene for Kansas City, man.
Yes, sir.
You guys are starting to take it to the next level, not only be figures in the music scene, but also in the community now.
Yes.
And what made y'all want to go that route, man, just really, like, give back to the city?
We've been doing that for years, man. You know what I'm saying? This is not new. You know what I mean? Anybody that's blessed enough to be able to provide for their families and blessed enough to provide for other families in need, that's a blessing indeed. You know what I'm sizzling? And we figured that out years ago when we started making money. You know what I mean? To give back. I mean, I remember riding downtown under the bridges and stuff and giving the homeless strange hoodies and strange gloves and Scullies, you know what I mean? Just doing so many things, you know what I mean? We had a Tech the Halls show that we did and we donated all.
Harvesters, yeah.
We've been doing it for years, man. And it's why we do it, because people need help and we want to help. As simple as
and
that.
And it'll come back to you, man. Those blessings will come back to you, man. I rarely pass a homeless person without giving them some money. And so this is like an official way to do it. You know what I mean? So it's beautiful. Plus, I wish somebody would have done this when I was a kid. When I was a little poor kid, I wish it was a toy and food drive going on. It wasn't no kind of drives going on.
I remember that down in Wayne Minor, man. You know what I'm saying? Not from Michigan. I don't remember going somewhere and walking up and getting a toy. But my grandma and my mama and my aunties always made it a way to where I had a Christmas. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they found a way. Yeah. Black mamas will find a way, won't they? Won't he do it? Won't she do it?
Back and provide to them that Merry Christmas that they may not have had growing up. You guys may not have grown up. It's always a great feeling to see, man.
That's what Christmas is about, man. I know it's become very commercial and about just, you know, buying the iPhones and all this kind of stuff. But this is what it's really about. The spirit of what the real Santa Claus actually was. I know people don't think there was actually a Santa Claus, but there was a man. There was a Saint Nick. Yeah. I forgot his real name, but he was going around giving gifts, man. So you're supposed to give in the spirit of that. You know what I mean? For Christmas, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's all about giving.
And, it happens around the holidays, and it's a wonderful thing because people need help. But people need help all year round, man. So,
something for Jesus' birthday. Read your Bible sometime. Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. But, you know, it's whenever you can do, you should do. You know what I'm saying? And not to receive something back, you know what I mean? Not to like, you give something to say, I'm going to need this, so I'm going to give somebody that. Nah, man, you just do it out the kindness of your heart.
That's right.
And I don't know what's going to happen after that. You just keep on moving.
Right, just keep giving the good vibes and keep giving back to the community.
Yeah, Stevie Stump said, put that energy in the air, man. You put that vibe in the air, good things will happen to you.
It always comes back to you.
That's how it goes. And maybe you'll live longer or something.
Something.
Something good's going to come your way.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, my heart's been so big all these years. I feel like that's why I'm keeping my youth, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, people say, where's the fountain of youth? I'm like, I don't know.
Just being a good person.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think. It's all about love, man. A lot of love, man. Keep a lot of love.
Hot tub you got at your house. That's a fountain of youth. Hot tub in this house is the fountain of youth. You get in there, you be done forever.
Yeah, I do have a
fountain. It looks like a fountain of youth.
I do have a hot tub with a fountain.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And I go lay in the fountain. You know, I closed my pool. I winterized my pool now, okay. But I kept the hot tub open for the winter because I like to be in the jacuzzi while the snow is hitting my face.
I'm coming up. I'm gonna come over there.
I used to do it back in the day. I learned this back at this place in Excelsior Springs called the Elms, mm-hmm. And we used to go there around the holidays, and it'd be snowy and stuff like that. So we'd have to run out to the hot tub. They got a huge hot tub that can fit like 40 people. You know what I mean? But only two people like me and somebody else would go, you know what I mean? Because you gotta be crazy to go out in that freezing cold to get in that
hot
tub and then jump right back out and run back to the room, you know what I mean? So, I have that at my house now. It can't fit 40 people, but, you know.
You know, hey, you know, whoever wants to come over.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna tell my lady to uncover
the hot tub.
It is heated.
Get that hot tub. Turn it on. Turn it on.
So I start getting cold again.
How do we start talking about that? Oh.
I don't know, man. It went from toys to tots to hot tubs for grown folks.
Found the youth.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It all connected because I said if you do good deeds, maybe you'll live longer.
Yeah.
Found the youth. And
it was a long stretch from toy and food drive to grown folks in the hot tub. So I'm not sure how we connected it.
Right?
It took a while, but I got it.
And we brought it back, so we good. We still good. But so, yes, y'all, toy and food drive, y'all going to be out there Saturday from 4 to 5, correct?
We will, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Saturday from 4 to 5, and we got a show in Lawrence that night.
Now, listen.
I think it's already sold out.
Tell me this, man.
What's up?
The one we did last week on 12th Street.
Yeah.
You know, when I was talking on the news, I had no idea I was performing.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? They said, so you're going to be performing? I'm like, I don't know. Because we've been so busy finishing my new album, Planet, I can't keep up with everything. So okay. Are we supposed to perform tomorrow, or are we just going?
No, we're just going. We're just showing up with the toys and the food.
Okay.
We're driving. We're going to drive, show up with the toys and the shoes.
If you want to perform outside of Walmart, that's cool, too.
I mean, if the microphone is there, you know, I can't help it.
We got you back on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to perform later that night anyway in Lawrence, man. We got the show at the Granada. I think it might be sold out. You might check. Just Google that and check and see.
It is sold out.
Okay. And I got a show, man, coming up too, man. January the 11th, I will be at the Riot Room, man.
Hey.
Chris Calico Talk Up On It tour is coming to Kansas City, man, at the Riot Room, January 11th.
I was kind of curious where we was going to go with that.
Nope. Yeah, I was going to say something out of place.
So the show, January 11th, I got the show January 11th at the Riot Room, man, with Joey Cool. I think JL sliding through.
Oh, yeah.
Sully,
4Q.
4Q's on the show.
You about to go on tour with Sully, right?
Yeah, well, they're on a couple of dates. Okay. Joey's on a couple of dates. JL's on a couple of dates. But it's actually the first solo tour for Chris Calico, man. Talk Up On It tour. And it comes here.
Hey, congratulations.
January the 11th, man. That's awesome.
What's the name of our tour that we going on in April?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
We ain't did this one yet. We got to do this one first. Once we get this one done, maybe it's the Planet tour.
Or something. Because my album is called Planet, and people are saying it's the best music I ever made, and I feel the same way. So
that's a beautiful feeling to have this deep in the game.
I know. That's what I said, man. I'm like, Jesus, thank you.
All right. Just blessings. Just keep falling for you, Tech.
Wait till you hear these songs, man. It's crazy. I got a lot of them, too. I got Nave Mondo on, like, 4.
Woo!
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Chris Calico got one on there with me. Like, he got some on there with me, but he got one on there with me where we chopping everybody's head off. I mean, not literally, but...
The strange music.
Lyrically.
Yeah, chopping.
Lyrically.
Lyrically, yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful record, man. You know what I mean? I wish I could play some of it, like, when we at the toy and food drive, but it's not like it's top secret, you know? It's just like...
Mm-hmm. Just wait, when it's ready, we'll be ready for it.
Yeah, that comes out, like, sometime in March. I don't know.
Okay. Now, I got to ask. Actually, I'm going to ask both of y'all since y'all both are strange music, man. Now, I heard you on the news this morning talking about, you know, Kendrick Lamar and, you know, Jay White getting the Grammy nominations.
But they played that this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to know, like, from y'all personal standpoint, what would winning a Grammy mean for both of you guys in strange music?
Man.
Cause you still putting out the best music of your career. There's still hope out there.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to go all the way, bro. You know what I'm saying? I went to the Grammys year after last. You know what I mean? And I watched Kendrick kill it. I watched Adele. I watched Bieber do their thing. You know what I mean? And I was sitting out there like I didn't feel like I was supposed to be sitting out there. So I told Trav we supposed to be getting our tickets today, but I'm like I ain't going until I'm performing again. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to sit out in the crowd no more. So with this record. We trying to be on that stage, so
no doubt.
You know what I'm sizzling. I don't want to be a spectator no more.
It would mean confirmation, dude. I would say to answer your question that it would mean confirmation that we have always thought that the music that we do is Grammy worthy. We've always thought that, and it's not just us being pompous. It's that we know what we're doing, man. And so that would be confirmation, that the world agrees and that the world has been informed about Tech N9ne and Chris Calico.
Yeah, we're gonna show them something totally different. Man, when we hit that stage, man, it's gonna scare the hell out of everybody, you know what I'm saying? But in a good way, though.
Yeah.
In a good way, you know what I mean? And take Kansas City all over the world like we do. You know, man, we take it to Sweden with us. We take it to Denmark. We've taken it to Kuwait. We've taken Kansas City. Where else? We take it to Amsterdam.
Australia.
We've taken it to Australia, New Zealand.
Germany.
We took it to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
Hey. Yeah.
South of France, Monaco. Yeah, Italy.
Yeah, we took it to Milan.
Milan, man.
Yeah, we took Kansas City. I'm talking about when I say take Kansas City, we make everybody say KC Mo. Roll.
Yeah, the whole crowd says it.
Yeah.
When it's like 18,000 in the Netherlands. It's crazy, the craziest feeling. So a Grammy would solidify all of the work that we've been doing all these years anyway.
Performing on the Grammys would mean we'll have the whole globe saying KC Mo.
Yeah,
so we ain't been everywhere on the globe yet. You know, we still ain't been to Japan. We're on our way. We ain't been to Africa yet. We ain't been to Budapest. We ain't been to a lot of places. We've been to Barcelona. Yeah, we've been to Barcelona. We kicked it in Barcelona for a long time. We ate paella every day.
I want to go to Istanbul.
I got people in Istanbul. I got people in Turkey. I got raps with dudes in Turkey. You know, sizzling.
Man.
You got raps with Turkey?
Yeah, Chaser. He's from Turkey.
Fat guys, we always got food rappers, man. Turkey rap.
Yeah, Turkey rap with mayo. But we've already got confirmation over the years. You know what I'm saying? Working with some of the top artists like Kendrick Lamar, Fragile.
Lil Wayne.
That
was huge.
Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
T.I., 2 Chainz.
Eminem, we just did Speedum with Eminem, you know what I mean? And the list just goes on. If you want to go to metal, it's Slipknot, System of a Down, Deftones, you know, all around. Gary Clark Jr.,
Marsha Ambrosius.
Stokely, Mint Condition. Yeah. You know, we got songs with everybody. We've always had a confirmation. It's just the rest of the world needs to know. And with this album, Planet, we're about to show everybody what Kansas City is.
You about to have that Brooklyn We Did It moment. It's going to be ill.
Right.
We already had that moment. Kansas City, we did it. You know, we're going to have it on a bigger scale. That's all.
Yeah,
take
on
it
a
to
Grammy
that,
scale.
To that, the major level.
No doubt. We've been on the Forbes list 4 times in a row. We did it already, but we're going to keep doing it.
Go ahead. Talk that talk. I'm going to let you do your thing, man. I'm over here just kicking it, bro. Go ahead.
We've been doing it for years. You know what I mean? And we're just about to triple and quadruple everything we've done already at Strange Music, man. We're starting a new division and everything, man. You know what I mean? And I'm not slowing down no time soon. I'm staying young for this. You know what I mean? I got children depending on me. I got people depending on me. You know, I got a label of people depending on me. You know what I mean? And I'm depending on them, and they always come through. You know what I'm saying? Chris Calico always comes through, you know, with the music. And JL comes through hard. And Joey Cool is the newest signed. You know what I mean? It just keeps going. Stevie Stone, you know, it's so many people. You know what I'm saying? Now Mackenzie Nicole is about to take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? And Tech N9ne is about to take it to another level. You know, I'm so excited.
Man, I can hear the excitement in the voice, the energy, man.
I was already hyped, baby. Even more hype. I'm just like, all right. You know?
Yeah, man.
So see, like Strange Music, I mean, already number one independent, you know, record label in the world. So y'all about to just take it to another level.
Yes, sir.
Bigger. And it's exciting to hear it too. I can hear the excitement, the passion in your voice. Yeah. Chris getting hyped.
When you out in New York and you go to a place to do an interview and Nas pops up and he looks at you like, what's up, Tech? like, when we gonna do it? I'm like, I got you. I'm coming. You already know that people know. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's Nas. Like,
that's saying, God's son right there.
Yeah, man. That's our homie, man. I've been on stage with him so many times overseas, in the States. You remember?
Yeah, over in something. Over in Europe.
We was in Switzerland.
Yeah, we got on stage with him, and Tech just jumped out in the crowd and crowd surfed. Nas was looking at me like, what's he doing? I look at Nas like, I don't know.
He asked me to do it.
Oh, why he look like he didn't know?
No, he knew, he was just acting.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say it over the radio why he wanted me to do it. You don't remember why he wanted me to do it? Yeah.
I just remember. He wanted to have a good time. That's it.
Yes.
That's just ill to hear, man, because like I grew up in Northeast Kansas City. So I remember back in the day, like 2000, when you were rolling around the Angelic Vans giving out the demos and stuff. Like, so to see y'all come this far is so ill to see, bro, because I watched it organically build.
Yeah, man. That's a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hard work.
You know, a lot of people did us wrong in the past, man. You know what I mean? There's a lot of partners that we had back then want to keep our money, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, in this game, it's like if you go get them like you're supposed to, like we do in the streets, you know, then you're locked up forever. You know what I'm saying? It's so unfair. But I'm going to tell you what the best payback is: success, man.
It is.
So when they open up and they see that I have the cover of XXL now, you know what I'm saying?
40th anniversary, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And they keep on seeing me popping up. I'm never going nowhere. I'm going to be right on your heels, man. You know what I'm sizzling?
Hey, that's how you got number one independent artist in the world.
Yeah.
It's always staying on their heads.
I'm hungry. I'm still hungry. I still want food. I'm giving food away. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm giving food away and toys.
That was smooth.
But I'm still hungry.
I'm hungry too. That was smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. So, yeah, that's right, man. This Saturday, Tech will be giving away food and toys because he's just that hungry, man. Toy and Food Drive, 41 Highway, Blue Ridge Boulevard.
Yes.
And not the Blue Ridge Mall.
No, not the mall. Mall gone. Blue Ridge Walmart is there.
Not Truman Corners. It ain't there.
Tech, Straight Music, the fam will be out there 4 to 5. Walmart, come on through, man. It's all for a great cause. Yo, once again, Kings of Kansas City, Chris Calico, Tech 9.
Yeah, man.
It's been a very big blessing for me today, man. I appreciate y'all coming by.
Thanks for having us, man. I'm going to go back to the studio and get money.
Let's get it.
Yeah.